Ladies and gentlemen, I call you this morning to my welcome to my office this morning. We all know the current happenings. Very disturbing, very unfortunate attacks on foreign nationals. I call it very, very unfortunate. But I appeal to my fellow Ghanaians to monitor situations carefully. Those who live around prone violence areas must take caution. Then those also living around hotspots, what I'll describe as places I'll describe as hotspots, must also take caution and monitor movement of most probably asylants. When there is any need for us to put in place contingency measures, be assured that they will do it. I have capable, able members of staff who in all situations are ready to work. So if there should be any need of any contingency measure, I will put in place.
And I'm assuring our people that there are engagements going on. African ambassadors, and I'm part of them. We've started deliberating on this from March. So that's why I say it's very unfortunate that it has resurfaced. Because we never thought that it would reoccur, because all the meetings, all the discussions centered on the fact that this thing should not recur. So it's unfortunate, but I think gradually we'll get to an end to it. There will be a means. There is always a means to an end. So I'm sure there is going to be a means to end this. We're preparing peace and tranquility among ourselves, because we are Africans and we believe in African integration. The African Union talks about it. The United Nations charters talk about it. So let's see how to work towards establishing a permanent solution to this problem. So please, fellow Ghanaians and fellow Africans, particularly immigrants in South Africa, everybody must stay alert. And if you are going about your business, go about it peacefully. Avoid arguments, avoid unnecessary arguments.